This is the Feedback Podcast with Wayne Hepler.
Feedback exclusive.
Podcast exclusive here.
Podcast exclusive here.
This is the Feedback Podcast with our guest, Dr. Duke Thompson, who, along with a really incredible career in music, has also come to use the Sound Minds program to deal with PTSD for a variety of reasons, of one of which was the car accident that unfortunately got you into the PTS boat yourself. And I have a question, Doctor, now that you're years past that, thankfully. 2007, you said, was the date of the accident. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So mercifully, as we are recording now, that's well behind you. But in an odd sort of way, in light of the things you've done with PTSD and Sound Minds, are you happy you had the accident?
Well, you know, I used to say the silver lining in that accident was this program that has come out. But, you know, it's more than silver lining now. I mean, it really is, because, as I said, it has brought for me to be able to process things that happened much earlier in my life, like my father's death, which was a very, very traumatic event that none of us dealt with. And that came out, and it wouldn't have come out if I hadn't gone through the EMDR and doing this musical composition.
And here in the podcast, would you like to go ahead and tell us about EMDR? And I'll also tell our audience that your loss of your dad occurred at age 13, which is one really nasty period of life to experience such a thing. But EMDR is?
EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It's when the therapist has your mind go from the right side to the left side by either the visual, that's why they call it eye movement, or it can also be done with an audible, a ticking sound on the right side and then to the left, so that your brain is taken from right to left, either visually or audibly. And while that's taking place, the therapist is asking you questions and you're talking about traumas that you had. And the idea behind it is, because of this ticking or the light that has your brain going back and forth, it somehow neutralizes the brain's defense mechanism to not talk about things that are tough to talk about. So all of a sudden, you're able to talk about these things because that part of your brain is occupied by this sound or light going back and forth from the right to the left. I mean, it's an amazing thing, and they found out about it, I think, in the late 80s by accident, and it kind of developed, and it's one of the big therapies that has worked for veterans with PTSD, but it certainly worked for me. So that's why I say, you know, it's more than a silver lining in the cloud of that accident. It's more like a gold, quilt all around me.
I can recall having, years ago, the APG people host us and demonstrate what was then early technology in the placement of sound. These days, with surround sound and all the other, 7 and 8 to 1 speaker kinds of technologies, that's nothing new. But at the time, to place sound around you was crucial in war, because if you're in, say, a chopper in battle, where it's extremely loud, just being in the chopper, let alone the sounds of war, something can strike you and you certainly feel the collision, but you're still flying and you don't know where it hit exactly, what it caused. You're still flying. Just where do things stand? And in our headphones, students and faculty were listening to, for example, the lick of flames. So my students would be asked by the APG host, what are you hearing? They'd say, we're on fire. Great. Where's the fire? And they could say, it's back here. And they would point, say, behind the left side of the rear of their head and say, it's back here. It's by the tail of the chopper. And they'd say, perfect. That's just great. Then they would play something else. Very powerful. Of course, all this is done, in essence, without your eyesight, because you're just sitting there with your headphones on, pretending you're in a chopper. And I couldn't imagine how powerful this would be for those going through the trauma of war, still surviving after taking a hit, and then trying to figure out how things go. In many ways, Sound Minds is like this, isn't this? You take a hit. You don't exactly know what has happened to you or where it lies, where you need to go to figure it out. But here you are playing different forms of music, Doctor, to try to get people through their own chopper hit.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy. I'm very taken by it. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's it's amazing, again, like when you're not using your eyes, or another way I say it is you're not distracted by what you're seeing, and you really can put 100% of your thoughts and your emotional being to what you're hearing, it's amazing what other things, what things come out that might be distracted or deterred because of your visual disturbance. I call it a visual disturbance. I often tell the people in my sessions, Music for the Inner Self, to shut their eyes. And as I say, I brought sleep shades into my veterans at Perry Point. So, you know, all those things. So, yeah, your chopper analogy is very good. I'm going to hold that in my radar screen to maybe refer to it next time it comes up.
I release the copyright.
Okay, thank you.
Part of Sound Minds includes two modules. Music for the Inner Self is Module 1, and Music Listening Therapy is Module 2. Within Music 1 or Module 1, you play both music that's not familiar to people as well as music that is. And I'm just curious, you mentioned earlier you played Stairway to Heaven for people. What other songs do you play in Module 1 that people would know as a part of trying to help people through PTSD?
That's a good question. I mean, I'll tell you, it's more of an emotional thing. I play what I really like. Because if I really like a piece of music, then I'll do an arrangement of it, whether it's Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, whether it's a medley of Civil War tunes, because I'm a big Civil War person, I'm an Abraham Lincoln reenactor, or whether it's, you know, something from The Who, or something from George Gershwin. It's as long as I embrace it completely, interpretively and musically, then that comes across to the listener. So those are the selections that I choose are the ones that I really like. Again, classic rock is a big one. I mean, Light My Fire by The Doors, Riders on the Storm by The Doors. I'm a big fan of classic rock. But then my own music that I write is, of course, non-associative. But as long as I'm really behind it, I'm not just playing, it's not my finger just playing notes like I used to play when I was doing only classical music. And don't get me wrong, I did love the classical music, but not as much as I love my arrangements of classic rock or my own personal compositions. As long as I put myself into it, I think that's what really brings it across to the listener.
As a 6'6" Abraham Lincoln impersonator, I'm curious that we're talking about trauma, and there are lots of stories about Lincoln perhaps having his own demons in something like this way, and I fully understand these are not perfect analogies here, but can you make any connection for trauma and Abraham Lincoln for us?
Oh, absolutely. My gosh. I mean, that man definitely had PTSD. I mean, his mother died when he was, you know, he was in his ninth year, is the way he said it. He was the only son, so he had to build a coffin. This was in Indiana when they had moved from Kentucky. And that was his first traumatic death. His father was kind of tough on him because he was the son. So he had to help put the body into the coffin, and they buried his mother. And his mother used to sing to him. Abraham Lincoln loved music. He had it around him. Of course, it always had to be live because there was no electricity back then. But then his only sibling, his sister, died when she was 21. He was 19. Then he moved to New Salem, Illinois, and he fell in love with Ann Rutledge. She died of tuberculosis when he was 26. Then he got married to Mary, had four sons. Two of them died. One was 4 years old. The other one was 11 years old. And he was the president during over 600,000 deaths of Americans in the Civil War. I mean, and I've only scratched the surface with the traumas that Abraham Lincoln went through. And I do a whole show of Lincoln's life through music. I mean, he loved music so much. I mean, he used music in the way that I am trying to offer it for people in our program. I mean, there's no question about that. So you kind of hit on a very green button on this whole topic, Wayne.
What would be your urging then for, I was thinking for a moment, I guess if you lived in Abraham Lincoln's era, the guy you didn't want to hang around was Abe Lincoln, probably a bad sign. Might not be long for the world, and that's not to make light of any of the things he experienced, but, you know, clearly there was a lot of death going on in Abe Lincoln's life. And one story you didn't mention, but that always sticks with me, when he was a fairly young boy, he and his brother were out in a field, and of course they lived very much in what were the sticks back then. And there was a Native American attack.
Right.
And Abe would have died long before he became president, if his brother hadn't rescued him and taken him away. So still another trauma. So people with modern day trauma, what would you tell them is the benefit of sound minds? I mean, clearly you're out there to help people who have got this, and you've got all age range, all demography of people coming to these 90-minute sessions and more. What would be the urging for them if somebody's thinking, yeah, I don't know, I got a guy who's lost in music and he likes classic rock, good for him, but I don't know if that's my way out.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's a good question. And I think the only way, the response to that is if you come try it, what might happen to you is what happened with me, which was things came out that I didn't know were deeply suppressed within me, you know, about traumas or about, you know, experiences, depressions of, you know, breakups with girlfriends or whatever it might have been. And when you relax and you let the music embrace you and take you away, it's amazing what will surface. Even if you don't want to share it with your therapist or the people sitting in the group with you, it will come to the surface for you. And then later that day or while you're laying in bed and not able to sleep, you'll think it through. And that is a part of processing. So what it does is it kind of brings to the surface things that you have really pushed far down into the depths of your secrecy that you don't even know are there sometimes. And so it's amazing what music can do. And when I say music, I'm talking not singing. This is all instrumental music. It's melody, harmony, and rhythm, the three basic components of any musical composition, melody, rhythm, and harmony. And whether it's associative or non-associative music, it just really can reach you.
Your website is musicismagic.com. That's easy enough to remember, www.musicismagic.com. And as we close out here, I'm going to give some of your credits so people know some of your background here. But I guess it just comes to mind here, the power that audio can have in our lives in this visual age, to shut down all the visual, to basically shut down that side of the brain in a way and say, I'm just going to absorb, just throw some sound my way. Let me get out of myself. And in some ways, let me get into myself so I can resolve some serious stuff here, you know, courtesy of, you know, your own car accident in 2007. I guess I would just urge those who are listening, if you're in that boat in some way, shape, or form, here's one option for you. I'm not selling anything, but the website is www.musicismagic.com. Dr. Duke Thompson, our podcast guest today, has a doctorate in musical arts, teacher, performing music administrator. He has done piano performance as his doctor specialty at Arizona State University, also studied at the University of Maryland, the Peabody Conservatory of Music, Columbia, Ithaca, a pianist who has performed throughout Canada, and even has a CD out there both celebrating George Gershwin, as well as the legendary harmonica player Harp Dog Brown. That's a pretty diverse background there. Not everybody claiming all of those titles. Dr. Duke, we wish you well with Sound Minds. And thank you so much for being part of our podcast on Feedback today.
Thank you so much, Wayne. It's been a joy.
Feedback exclusive.
Dr. Duke Thompson, our guest today, talking about Sound Minds USA PTSD program. The website for Sound Minds USA and more is musicismagic.com. We can get lots of information about this PTSD program and other things musical, including the public sessions on Saturday mornings at 10 at St. Matthew Lutheran Church just outside of Bel Air. Go to the chapel, not the main congregational center, and you will find the sessions there where you can just relax, take in some music, and perhaps do some serious things to help you over some serious hurdles. Feedback is produced by WHFC on the campus of Harford Community College. Feedback is produced by Nasia Kramer. I'm Wayne Hepler, and we'll talk to you again on the next Feedback.